It's time to go beyond the playbook. Joining us once again, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt. I understand that you have a special feature planned for us for Beyond the Playbook this coming Monday. I'm intrigued.
You got it. That's right. We're taking Beyond the Playbook on the road for the first time. I'll be reporting on the game from Nashville, headed there later today, and be sure to bring you, Omar, and Brian some day-old barbecue next week.
Oh, well, that sounds okay. I was going to say, why don't you take me on the road with you? But that's all right. That's all right. That's okay. We'll stay here, and we'll talk some football, and let's get into this. The Titans and the Bills. Some history between these two teams. Explain.
Well, Nashville is, of course, the site of the poorly named home run throwback or Music City Miracle, if you prefer, from 1999 when the Bills lost a wild card game to the Titans in heartbreaking fashion with what appeared to be an illegal forward lateral in the final seconds. And if you don't believe it was an illegal forward play, just ask any self-respecting Bills fan and they'll be prepared to set the record straight for you. And that game in 1999 was the last time the Bills have seen the field in the playoffs in what's now the longest active playoff drought in all of pro sports, thanks to the Toronto Blue Jays handing the Bills that distinction after earning a playoff berth this season. And one particular intriguing piece of history between these two franchises that falls under the obscure sports trivia category, which you know I love, is actually they used to be AFC East division rivals way back when the Titans were the Houston Oilers in the 60s. And in fact, sorry to take a swipe at Jets fans listening, but despite not playing in the AFC East for more than 40 years now, the Titans-Oilers franchise, they actually have as many AFC East titles as the Jets with four.
All right, so that's some history about the Titans slash Oilers. Let's get into this now, the storylines between the Bills and the Titans.
Other than the yo-yo Bills performances of dominance one week and poor play the next, the other thing that's becoming redundant are the injuries that just continue to plague the Bills. This time, it's budding rookie standout Carlos Williams, who scored a touchdown in all four games of his rookie season. Looks like Williams is unlikely to be available after suffering a concussion last week against the Giants. Beyond the injuries, the Bills really need to get off to a good start without sloppy play calling and execution, because the formula for both losses for the Bills had them coming out slow, which really led to a lot of frustration, lack of discipline, playing from behind, which the Bills have yet to master. Either break this theme or just control the game from start to finish so I don't have to be repetitive come Monday.
What about the Titans? What can Bills fans expect there?
Well, starts with rookie Titans standout quarterback Marcus Mariota. Through his first three games, talk about some history here. Mariota is tied for the most touchdown passes in NFL history with 8 and is among the top 10 in NFL history for quarterback rating. The Bills' experienced defense, though, really should have the edge against Mariota as a rookie. Overall, that potential X factor that could make a difference for the Titans this week is that they're coming off an early bye week. And the extra week to rest players and game plan against the Bills and their comfortable home confines really can't be understated in the NFL. At the end of the day, though, this is another game, another test that the Bills should pass if they're a team that's for real. Titans are a team they should beat, and Bills fans are certainly hoping that their talent and discipline rule the day on the Buffalo sidelines to make that a reality come Sunday.
Okay, so on Monday, we're going to be talking to you from Nashville.
You got it.
Give our best to the fans down there and remind them it was, in fact, a forward pass.
I sure will do that, and I will not give them our best.
Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Take care, Jay.